It was to be a two-game week for the Grundy R5 girls. It's now a three-game week. Bevier will be, well, that was played last week. Northwestern is going to be played tonight at Tyne Avalon tomorrow, and then Mercer on Friday night. The game tonight, the game Friday in Galt, the game tomorrow will be at Tyne Avalon. Here joining us to talk about her team a little bit, head coach at Leetta Fordyce of the Lady Panthers. Coach, you were to have two games last week. Obviously, Mother Nature had different ideas, but the win against Bevier Thursday night looked like a good one for your team.
Yes, we played really well as a team. I think overall, you know, everybody participated and everybody got to play that night, and it seemed like, you know, everybody that went in just did the job they were supposed to do, and I think it was just a really good night for everybody.
This week, as I look at just the teams that you're playing, it's a challenging week because all three teams that you play are well above 500. Your team is too, so we'll find out about your team here by Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked back at everybody's schedule. I think most of them are like, I think we're 9-3 right now, and I think Northwestern, I believe, is 10-3. I'm not sure what Tyne Avalon, maybe 10-2, something like that. And I think Mercer's right in there, like maybe same as us. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting week.
So, with your team, coach, and obviously you have more games and practices. What are the things that you're looking for from your team this week?
Well, I want them to play team ball like they did the other night. I would like to see maybe better passing. I thought we were a little weak on the passing, not quite as quick as we should have been. Would like to see maybe more rounded scoring. I know Morgan had a really good game. She had 19 points. And Alyssa Webb had, I think, 14 rebounds. And she had, I can't remember how many points she had, but she was up close to double figures, if not in double figures. So I'd like to see maybe four or five kids scoring more, just more rounded, more even scoring maybe.
There's always a couple of ways to look at it, and you understand where you're coming from, saying that you'd like to have balanced scoring because it makes the defense work harder because you don't know who to mm-hmm. go through. There is something to be said for, and the improvement that Morgan Axtell has had this year with shooting the ball and just becoming a go-to scorer for you, that's been a big help for your ball team here in 2019.
Morgan has come along really well, and you know, she's confident, which is really good, and I like seeing that. And she's a good role model for the younger girls on the team. I think, you know, she is a captain, and she comes out and she's played enough ball that she kind of knows what to do, and she will help the kids when they're on the court, and sometimes she'll even talk with me a little bit about things. So it's kind of nice having a player like that you can, you know, even talk to kind of get through some situations that, you know, that they see out on the court that I don't see on the sideline.
Were you able to get the girls in at all into the gym this weekend, Coach, or did the snow have different ideas?
No, I haven't had any. Yeah, they've been off since, well, we didn't play Friday, so there was nothing Friday, and had actually even thought about trying maybe shoot around a little bit. By the time school was out, it was already misting, so I just said, go home, we'll just get outside and walk or do something, just try to move a little bit. So no, we haven't had any practice at all.
Yeah, you know what though, everybody else is in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got dumped on snow-wise. So Northwestern, 9-4 record coming to your barn tonight. They were to play Friday. They're going to play you tonight. They're a good team. Record-wise, very much like you. What do you know about the Eagles, Coach?
Well, I know they're quick. I know they're not tall. But I think they have three players that are their main scorers. They can shoot from the outside. I think they have one player that can shoot from the outside and drive in, but she's not tall. So we're going to have to play good defense and make sure we get down the court and, you know, stop the fast breaks. And I think they do press, so we're going to have to be able to go against their press. So I think I'm really not too worried about that because we seem to do that, go against it pretty well. Now, if I'm not, you know, just if they, if we press them, we're going to have to do a lot better than we have in the past because the last few times we put on the press, it's not been very pretty. So we need to improve that. But I think if we would just go out and play really good team ball, play really good defense, move that ball around on offense, run our plays, I think we'll be fine.
Tyne Avalon on the road, and to me, and yeah, I've seen your team play once. I have not seen TA play this year, but the record is very similar. And I kind of feel like they're in the same boat where they're looking for that breakthrough victory. They had a game with Norburn, I think they lost by maybe about 10 points last week. So I see that as, obviously you have to go on the road tomorrow and go to Tyne to play that one, but a great opportunity for your team.
Yes, and that is going to be a big game for us. I do talk to that coach quite a bit, and he, you know, he's really a nice guy. So we do talk a lot of basketball when I see him, and he actually came to scout us here when we played. I think it was Green City, and we did not look well that night at all. And I told him, I said, I know it wasn't a very pretty game. He says, well, you just had an off night. So he knows that we have off nights, but he also knows that we have the potential that, you know, we could be very threatening to him too. So, you know, it'll be interesting just to see how that all turns out.
Obviously, if you win, the games get bigger. But from a conference perspective, the game's going to be what it is. That game against Mercer is a huge game on Friday, Coach.
Yes, and that's the pink out. That's the pink out game. So, you know, I'm hoping everybody turns out for that. We'll all be wearing our pink shirts and pink socks and all that. So hopefully everybody, comes to that game. It'll be a tough one, but hopefully we come out okay.
It's a different Mercer team than the one a couple of years ago. Obviously, you know, Lindsay graduated and Bailey graduated and Nicole graduated. But, you know, different, but in some ways a little bit more difficult because they're so balanced and so deep this year.
Mercer is going to be tough. I don't take anything lightly with them, and I know that last year, you know, that's kind of our rival, and last year we did beat them, I think, three times, but this may be a whole new ball game this year, so.
Yep, deep, and, I've seen a play, and I know you have too, Coach. It's just better this year than last year. You know, to be blunt about it, they bring back everybody, and they moved in the right direction. I think your team's moved in the right direction too, so that should be an exciting one. Mercer at Grundy on Friday night. Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll let you get on the way and get yourself back to the gym. Good luck tonight against Northwestern.
Thank you.